a meeting with Mr. Walter Easley at 4 o'clock. Mr. Walter Easley, will you state your full name for me?
Walter Lionel Easley.
When were you born?
8th, 23rd, 1920.
Where at?
Reeves, Tennessee.
Your mother's name?
Loreen Easley.
Your father's name?
William Easley.
What was your mother's maiden name?
Cisco.
Okay, Cisco?
Yeah.
Okay, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
Well, I got, let's see, I got two sisters, and I got, two other brothers other than myself.
Could you give me the names of your brothers and sisters, their first and last names, and the first name of your sisters and their married name, if they're married?
Well, Miss Willow Bates.
Her age?
She's 60, will be 62 in September. And Doris Holly. She will be, I forgot how she changed age so much, I forgot she was born. Doris is, I think she's, I'm not sure. I'm confused by her.
What's your name? Go ahead.
And I have, my name is Stanley Easley. He was born in 1922.
Okay. How old is he?
He's 58.
Okay.
And I have one, James Wardell Easley. He's about 50, I think, about 52. 51, somewhere like that.
Okay. How old were you when you came to Ypsilanti?
Well, I was 20.
20 years of age?
20.
What year?
In 1940.
What circumstances brought you to Ypsilanti? Why did you come here?
Well, I had a sister here.
Oh, okay.
And I just wanted to leave down in the southern states. They say everything is real good up here. And some of the fellas that came down there is making a lot of money, so I want to get up and make me some money, too.
As a young man while growing up in Ypsilanti, what were some of your impressions of black life in Ypsilanti? You know, the black community, especially.
Well, it used to be real nice.
It used to be? Yeah. Explain that.
Well, I mean, when I first came here, you could go and you could leave your house, leave your door open. You didn't have to lock it up. Your neighbor would look out for you. But now you can't do that.
Why is that? What do you think? What are some of the reasons?
I don't know. There's things here. I just have changed. The young people have changed through the years, you know. They got where they...
You mean from good to... From better to worse?
Better to worse. I think the main problem is this dope. I guess it's been dope all the time, but
is
when
that
I was
problem?
Coming up...
Yeah, is that a problem, Ypsilanti?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Will you elaborate on that some?
Because, see, the kids now, they get to using that dope. They had no respect for me, you, or nobody else. They just don't care.
Yeah.
They'll smoke it in the street. They smoke it out. They smoke it anywhere. They don't care.
How long has that been a problem in the black community in Ypsilanti?
Well, I say for the last, about the last, real, been a real problem about the last, I say about the last 8 or 9 years.
8 or 9 years. What do you think are some of the reasons for that becoming a major problem compared to the past when it was not one?
Well, I really don't know. It seemed to have an effect on some kind of way because I know we used to drink beer, whiskey, and stuff like that, and it didn't have the same effect. I mean, the people, we didn't act like they do now. I don't know what caused it, but we just didn't act like that. We'd go out and have a lot of fun. But now they want to get full of that dope and want to fight, raise sin, have no respect for nobody.
Could you name for me what you think are some of the biggest problems in the black community in Ypsilanti? You mentioned one was dope. Are there any other problems that you see in the black community?
Well, it's a lot of young people out of work. And that, I don't know, that could be some of the problems, you know.
Yeah, that's understandable.
It's a lot of them out of work, and they say, well, they don't want to work, but it's, where can you get a job? You take it out there where I work at, now this people with 14 years, just got laid up, you're going to lay off some more. And where are you going to get a job at?
Yeah.
And it's something. It wouldn't work if a job was sitting right beside them. That's true too. But the biggest majority of the people would work if they could get a job. But the problem is, our kids go somewhere to get a job. Or either they fill out the applications when they show up. It's a problem there because the people, they just don't cater to hiring them too fast.
Oh, well, are you suggesting, tell me, what is life like in terms of race relations in Ypsilanti? I mean, is it, you know, how is race relations between blacks and whites? Is it very conservative? I mean, you know, is the racism real big here?
It's a big, pretty big problem here.
Could you elaborate on that some?
Because, I mean, the people are grinning in your face, but you go try to get a job, something like that, they're not going to give you a job as quick as you would a white kid. I know, for instance, his kids got out of school. Like my boys finished school at Belleville. I've been working out to Robinville. They have 25 years. I had a time getting them in there. Those white kids come right in there.
They come right in there. But
come right in there, no problem whatsoever. Then you go to see the guy that's doing the hiring. He tell you, well, come back next week. They're hiring every day. And that's been the problem since I've been out there.
How long have you been out there?
Since I have 25 years in September 12th. 25 years.
25 years.
Yeah.
And so what I hear you saying is that there's some preferential treatment going on.
Right.
In the hiring. That white folk hire white folk. They don't want to hire black folk.
They don't want it. If it wasn't for a union, they all would be out there anyway. When the layoff comes, we didn't have a union out there. All the black people would be the first ones that would go. That's the facts. Ain't nothing beating around the bush. It's here and it's out there.
Is it another? Could you name some other areas that you've noticed it? So you've noticed it in hiring of young blacks, the racism there. What's another area you've noticed?
Well, I work at Rosenville.
Okay.
And the same thing at the generator.
The generator too. What's the
same thing? That's a Ford factory.
Okay.
Same thing at Celine. And the same thing that out here in Milan, they built a new plant. Sure, they hire a few, enough to keep the government off of them, that's all.
So there really hasn't been any real effort to hire young blacks in Ypsilanti?
No.
And a lot of the problems that we have is because of the fact that young blacks can't really get a job here.
That's it. They cannot get a job. They go and they get disgusted because every time they go, the man says, ain't nothing doing. Nothing doing. I went. For instance, I was working at Wayne Assembly Plant.
Yeah.
I've been out there about 5 years and I got laid off. And anytime you're working for Fords and they hiring and you laid off, you have preference over any new, person.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I went out there for about a week or so, and every time I'd go out there, the guy said, we ain't hiring today. And it's people coming, white people come up here from Mississippi, Texas, and Alabama. I've seen them come out there.
Getting hired.
Get hired, didn't have no place to stay. Keep the stuff in the car.
Tell me about that cat that be doing the hiring. Is he a
well,
white
Southerner? They got rid of him.
Okay.
They got rid of him, but they because they were selling the jobs, and they caught up with him.
Meaning many of the old person who did the hiring was a Southerner.
I don't know where he's a Southerner. Was that guy a Southerner?
No, he's a man named Wes.
Named Wes. What was his first name?
I don't know.
Okay, but he used to hire whites over blacks all the time.
And they used to sell jobs, and they caught up with him. And then the state came out there and did the hiring for a while. But they finally got rid of
him. When did the state come out there to do that kind of hiring?
That was, I don't forget exactly what year number.
How many years ago?
About 12 or 13
years ago.
Yeah.
Do you think that brought any improvements when the state did that? Or
oh, yeah.
It
definitely.
Did?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, what about now?
Well, right now things are slow, but they've been doing fair. Really hard. I've noticed they'll hire about 10 to 1, maybe 15 to 1. I have checked it. I have come out there and I've seen 15 white, one black come in there.
What about the black women in Ypsilanti? The black young adult females. How do you see their plight, their situation? Because what you're telling me is hard for the young brothers, the young black adults. They can't get a job, the men in the plant, going to the plant.
Well, the ladies, those young girls, you got a young lady, a lot of young women. Yeah. It gets on. They got a better chance to get on than a man.
Why do you think that? So?
I don't know why it is, but it is. It's true. We got a lot of colored girls that's working out to the plant, and they'll hire them cooking than will a man.
Really? Right. How long has that been going on?
That's been going on. Oh, I guess ever since they started that Women's Live.
Since the early 60s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Wow. Tell me. Who, as a youth, you know, as a young adult, when you were about 20 years old when you came here in the 40s, right?
Yeah.
Who were the black leaders in the community here in Ypsilanti? Well, could you name a few?
Dr. Perry.
And some of your impressions of each.
Yeah. Dr. Perry, he was a dentist. He was a well-liked person.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Dr. Clark. And we had, let's see, who else did we have here? We had, John Burton.
John Burton.
Yeah. He's been a pusher for this race of people ever since I've been knowing him. He's been with the UAW for years, and he was the ex-mayor. He's the ex-mayor of Ipsy, too. And he's did a lot of good for the, trying to help the people, young and old, around in this community.
Were there any black women leaders in Ypsilanti when you were coming to here?
No.
Living here?
No.
None of
no you? More, you know.
Yeah.
It's teachers and stuff like that.
Yeah. What about, were there any black ministers who were leaders when you were coming up here?
Yeah.
Name some of those individuals.
Oh, Gotha Robinson.
Okay. Is that senior you're talking about?
That's the, yeah.
Gotha Robinson,
yeah.
Senior.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and SL, he's been in the ministry quite some time. He's been doing a lot of good work for this community for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I know him. He was real young before he finished, when he was in school. And his father before him, they was everything, you know. He tried to help do what he could do for the black community. And as Professor Beattie, he's been a person that's been doing a lot for the community because he was a professor up here. He's up here at Perry School, and he moved. He's been, I think, up to West Junior High, I think. I think he's retired now, though.
Okay.
But he's still on the Board of Education.
Mm-hmm. What about... today, who are the black community leaders today?
Well, we have quite a few.
Name some for me.
We have Doug Harris. He's a councilman. He's Doug Harris, Raymond Mullen, and Dr. Bass.
Is that Thomas Bass?
Yes, Thomas Bass. Hey. Reverend Frank E. Franklin Wilson,
mm-hmm.
and Reverend what's his name over here? It's Second Baptist Reverend Hopkins.
Hopkins.
Yeah, they're all community leaders.
Okay. Do we have any young community leaders today? Like in my age bracket, I'm from Houston. I mean, young men and women, they're leaders, you know, in their 20s and 30s, you know, early 30s.
We don't have too many.
Why is that?
I don't know. Just the young people are just not, they're not interested too much in it, I don't think.
Why is that?
I really don't know. We have some young men that's real active in church and stuff like that, helping the kids and stuff like that, but other than that, they just like, I don't know. They got a lot of young kids. They're just not interested in settling down, I guess.
You don't have any reasons why that might be?
No. Okay. I really don't know why.
Tell me something like, when you came during the early 40s, were there any blacks in Ypsilanti that owned businesses?
Yes.
And if so, give me some names.
Bill Mahaley, he owned the 310 Bar.
Bill Mahaley? Where was he from?
I don't know where Bill was from. I don't know. He was here when I came. He was established when I got here.
Hey, do you know where Bill Mahaley was?
Yes, he was born here in Ypsi, as far as my knowing. I'm not sure. No.
And he owned the 310 Bar?
Yeah, he 310 Bar.
Any other businesses that he owned? What kind of person was he? What kind of person was he?
He was a real nice person. Yeah. He was a businessman.
Oh.
He was a guy that tried to help the kids, help the community.
Yeah. About what year was this person we're talking about?
It was back in 1940, 41. Yeah.
Who else? Name some others that were, black owners of businesses.
Well, let's see now. Who else had a business? Well, they had barbershops here. Hall.
J.D. Hall?
J.D. Hall. He started the barber here a long time, years ago.
Oh, okay.
And they had another fella. What was his name? I can't think of the fella's name. He had a... What was the barber's name that was up on where Hall started by? What was that barber's name? Up on Adams, Adams or Washington Street. He's an old fella. No, right up here on Washington Street. You know, you used to have a barbershop up there.
We had one on Michigan Avenue, Sam Travis.
Yeah, but he had one down here on Washington Street.
Well, he had one on Michigan Avenue before he come down here.
Yeah. Who was this?
Sam Travis,
yeah. Oh. Well, see, this he know more about the old timers right here than I do.
Who own businesses, like.
Yeah.
Right there, where where the Moose Lodge used to be down there by the river.
Yeah.
He had a barbershop there.
Well, see, I didn't get here first in 40. So the only place I know this one.
He was down in Washington.
Then they had the guy,
down on Michigan Avenue.
A fella named Griff. Is it Griffin? He had a business down here on Herrick Street.
What kind of business did he have?
He had a grocery store.
A grocery store? A
grocery store.
Oh, what was his first name? Just Griffin? Okay,
yeah.
Owner of a grocery store.
He had a son to come here, and stayed with him after that. Just before the war.
Were there any black women that owned businesses in Ypsilanti?
Well, Mrs.
Goodman.
Oh, Mrs. Goodman?
Yeah.
What kind of business she owned?
A clothing store? Yeah.
Oh. About how long
fashion
was she on that store?
Yeah.
Well, she was right where Griffin was.
Yeah, she built a new place there. Fashion show.
About how long did she own the store? About 30 years? 40?
About
20 years?
Yeah, something like that. About 20 years.
About 20 years.
I don't know where the store was. I mean, she owned the building. She might not have stayed in business. But she owned the place.
Were there any other women other than her?
Louise Mahaley.
Louise Mahaley? What kind of business is she on?
She had the 310 Bar. Her husband Bill Mahaley, but
Bill Mahaley.
After he passed, she took it over. And she run it, I guess.
Is it still open?
No, it's closed up. She passed. She rented it out two or three times. She owned it up until she...
Where was that bar located, 310 Bar?
Right down on Harriet.
On Harriet Street?
Yeah, 310 Harriet.
310 Harriet.
It's still the Harriet and Hamilton.
Building's still there.
Yeah.
Okay, is the building vacant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she had a lot of apartments.
Now because of the highway and stuff coming through.
Yeah.
She had apartments all around it that she had rented out.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Tell me something about how long have you been with the American Legion? What is it? How long have you been as president? Tell me something about it.
I've been this time I was president before. I don't know. I've been in here three or four different times as commander.
Give me some of the time periods.
Well, I was in here 69, 70, I believe in 71. And I went out and I come back in and I believe in 76, I believe it was. And I stayed in for about 76. I stayed in. When did your song go out? It's come in. I come back, Paul. I don't know. I've been in here, let's see, so many different.
About how many years all together?
Has I been in the Legion?
Yeah.
I've been in the Legion over 30 years. I came in, came out of service in 1945. The auxiliary ladies paid our first membership fee. The first year fee was about 15 or 20 of them. That was in 1946.
What is the American Legion? What is it?
Well, this is some American Legion is for men that have served in some kind of a war.
Oh, ex-veterans.
Yeah, you gotta be.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I just wondered whether or not that was the same one that I had always known as a kid, the American Legion, where you had a lot of ex-war veterans came to the American Legion.
Yeah,
oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, they started in 1919, I believe it was.
Okay. Yeah, well, after World War I.
Yeah, they started the American Legion, and it's been going ever since.
I know you ain't that young.
No, I'm 33. You know, I just.
You ought to be knowing about that from Vietnam veterans.
Yeah.
Korean War veterans. Yeah. Know what American Legion is.
Yeah. How many chapters are there? Do you know?
Chapters?
Yeah, in American Legion. This one here is all black, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, oh, they got
all the time.
No, they just, anybody can join. That's just
okay.
Yeah, and we have 20. We have 28 posts. They go by districts. This is in the second district. We have 28 posts in the second district.
What do you do? You know, in the American Legion.
Well, you just have meetings and you have. Do things for the community.
Is it like the Masons, a fraternal organization?
Well, it is. It's more or less if you have to be a veteran to belong.
Yeah, only you have to be a veteran to belong.
I can tell you like this.
I need your name. What's your name?
No, because I'm not a member.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't make any difference. He's trying to get some information about
a member of the Masonic Lodge.
He's a past commander of this league.
I sort of figured.
He knows more, maybe more about the.
What are
we
trying to find out?
Yeah. So you say the American Legion is like do a lot of things for the community.
Oh yeah.
It's like a fraternal organization where a group of blacks get together, common interests and common goals and common ideas and common philosophy.
Well, it isn't like that either, because you're mingled. With legionnaires and everything else all over the state, county, and everything else.
Okay, so it's like a brotherhood type of fraternity?
Right.
The only difference is that you have to be an ex-war veteran.
Yeah.
Right.
You'd
have to serve at least 90 days with honorable discharge.
And everybody else.
So it's like creating international peace and brotherhood among the different races.
That's what the Legion is.
That's what the Legion is all about. I got a card. I can go in any Legion in the United States, anywhere. Anywhere you can go.
That's what I thought.
It isn't all one organization.
Yeah. It's a national organization.
Yeah.
Geared towards enhancing humanity and, you know, brotherhood and fellowship among people of different nationalities for the common good of mankind. Something like that.
Anywhere you go, they'll give you assistance. I don't care what state, anywhere you go, you got to be. If you present your American Legion card.
Do you have your name?
William Clay. William Paul Clay.
AP, mention your name.